Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. That's 603-283-6160. It's weird being here on a Sunday, first of all, but it's weird being here looking at a picture of Mark Edge just sitting across from me. Mark is joining us from Florida. Mark, welcome tentatively back to the show.
Thank you. I can't make the little picture on the chair's lips move, but I can assure you my lips are moving.
Yeah, well, I mean, clearly because you're speaking, but it is weird looking at a picture of you just sitting there smiling. I would almost say smugly, but you don't strike me as really a smug kind of person.
I leave that to Ian.
Okay, fair enough. So I saw an article tonight, Mark, that I think you'll find interesting. Facebook wants you to connect with God, and they want you to do that on Facebook.
I can hardly imagine how that's done, but go ahead.
Yeah, months before the megachurch Hillsong opened its new outpost in Atlanta, its pastor sought advice on how to build a church in a pandemic from Facebook. The social media giant had a proposition. Sam Collier, the pastor, recalled in an interview to use the church as a case study to explore how church go farther on Facebook. For months, Facebook developers met weekly with Hillsong and explored what the church would look like on Facebook and what apps they might create for financial giving, video capability, or live streaming. When it came time for Hillsong's grand opening in June, the church issued a news release saying it was partnering with Facebook and began streaming its services exclusively on the platform.
So, I gotta say, I'm scared.
it's a little weird, first of all, to think about a church working directly with Facebook. But it's even weirder how they implemented it. They basically just created some apps and are live streaming to Facebook, from what I can tell.
So, I attended church, or what passes for church for me.
Right, because you're a Quaker, right?
Right. I go to Quaker meeting, so we don't call it church. We think that the term church should be reserved for the entire body of believers. But, you know, the Quaker smugness to the side.
now the picture makes sense.
I got to choose today between presumably being able to go to a local Quaker meeting here in Sarasota, Florida, where I am currently, and my normal Quaker meeting from Keene, New Hampshire, the Keene Friends, and because we can do Zoom.
Ah,
so
I was going to ask because, I mean, you're not here in Keene, obviously,
nope.
As you just said. So your local to Keene Quaker group actually does have Zoom meetings?
Right. We have a 91-year-old member who is pretty much, you know, stuck in the nursing home. He really can't get out and get about. But it's nice to have him on. And the nursing home's been great during COVID. They started doing this, and they've continued doing it. Even now, I'm not sure if COVID's over or not, but somebody certainly thinks it isn't. And so he got to be on, and it also allows members who are traveling, and that's happened quite a bit, to be on too. So here
I gotta tell you though, when I think of Quakers, I don't think of Zoom meetings online.
I know many people sort of equate us in many ways with Amish because of the Peace Church activists aspect, and that, you know, therefore we wouldn't necessarily embrace technology. But that's just not, you know, that's not accurate for Quakers. I get the bias.
Well, technology has certainly done a lot to create peace, right?
What's that?
Technology has certainly done a lot to create peace. I mean, it's also been used to create, you know, violence and destruction, but I think by and large, technology has brought us together far more than it separated us.
I'd be interested in hearing what you have to say on that topic. I really hadn't considered it. Other than that, I just thought to myself, well, Quakers don't have this particular prohibition. Some do. I mean, there's no particular creed with Quakers generally. Some can wear silly hats and decide how their lives are going to be less technologically oriented, and that's their job. I mean, that's their whole thing. They can do what they want. But
of the ways that wars in the past were waged was just by, and this happens still today, just othering the other side. You know, making them out to be some sort of mysterious enemy, and you're left to your government's interpretation of what that enemy is.
Right.
That isn't the case today. I can go online and actually have conversations with people in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria, or wherever.
Don't forget China.
And this China. Yeah. And learn, you know, firsthand that these aren't barbarians. These aren't the monsters that the U.S. government would portray them as, or governments historically would portray them as. They are just ordinary human beings trying to live their lives just like I have. And if nothing else, that, in the long run, is probably going to create more peace than lives lost from technology. It's a slow process, granted.
Yeah, I think we all need to endeavor a little more to find out about the people who would be fighting on the other sides of wars and what their motivations are and these sorts of things. I'd like to see no more wars at all, but I would also like
dream.
To see the organizations that call themselves our rulers, you know, pipe down and serve us rather than control us like they're slaves.
It is interesting watching this play out, especially in the pandemic era, right? I was reading something today about some attorney general somewhere making the argument that, you know, we can't enforce these mask mandates because these people are not our subjects. And I was like, dude, where were you a year ago saying this?
Right. There was somebody, I love the term ungovernable. Somebody was referring to people during the pandemic as being ungovernable and governable.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah, yeah. And it, I just love the term that.
That's just people who don't obey?
Yeah, basically, it's they don't obey, and if enough people don't obey, then people are ungovernable. And that's true, and we should remember it. We do well to remember that, again, these people were, according to our civics class, our servants, right?
In theory, yes.
Yeah, that's the theory. I mean, I don't actually believe this. I've been doing Free Talk Live long enough to realize that this is not the case, that, in fact, they aren't our servants. They aren't descended from people who believe they're our servants. In fact, governments have never been servants. They've always been rulers. But, I'm willing to, for the new listener, address the notion time and again that government is supposed to serve us. And in some cases, it does. I mean, if you think about, for instance, your insurance company, you know, you have an agreement with your insurance company and
sure,
they govern that agreement. And
well, yes, but I can switch to a different insurance company if I don't like the one I have.
That's the difference between government and the state. So it's the monopoly aspect. The state, you pick the government around the world. I like to consider the United States government, but we have here in the United States, we have a cartelized state. So you either have the federal government telling you what to do, or the state government, or a local government. It really just depends where it is. But anyway, they all claim a monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass.
Right.
You will do what we say, or we will come to your house and beat the crap out of you. And ultimately, they will.
They are. And I have to agree. That's a large part of arguments I've made in the past is that, you know, a government, a state is a type of government, but just because something is a government doesn't mean it's a state. Like, you have organizations like IEEE, which I don't remember what it stands for right now, but it's basically the government of technology. And they don't use violence to enforce their protocols on people, but it's because of IEEE governing the IT world that you're able to take any device that has Wi-Fi and connect it to any Wi-Fi network and have internet access. You know, if we had left that to governments, none of it would have ever happened, especially not as seamlessly as it did. So we
right.
certainly can have, you know, rules and protocols and things like that that people abide by voluntarily without the initiation of violence. But another major aspect that separates the state from just a government in general is the religious drapings that, you know, at least the modern state has put itself in. And I don't know if that's how true that is historically, but as far as I can tell, it's always been the case with, you know, pharaohs being worshipped as gods and things like that. But I don't know, maybe there was a time when the state didn't have the religious aspect to it. Maybe a caller out there knows. 603-283-6160. If you want to join the conversation, that's 603-283-6160. More coming up about worshiping God on Facebook.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria and Mark, and we're not currently streaming to Odyssey. You can find that at video.freetalklive.com. It's not happening right now. Odyssey appears to be having an issue. However, we will be streaming there for sure. Well, assuming they get their issue worked out. Wednesday night, you're not going to want to miss it. Probably you're not going to want to miss it. It's a Topless Tuesday is coming to Wednesday nights. Wednesday night, of course, is She Talk Live, where we're going to be topless in the studio. That's going to be myself and, you know, two normal women in the studio topless. So definitely check that out, because we can't be censored there. Twitch, DLive, all of those can certainly censor us, but Odyssey, they don't care. Check it out at video.freetalklive.com. It's great if you're, you know, actually being censored, because we're also like one strike away from getting kicked off of YouTube. There's just all sorts of reasons to get away.
I suspect this is the next strike.
Well, we're not going to be... Mark, I need you to back away from your mic a bit. I can hear you breathing into it really heavily.
Terribly sorry.
It's okay. But we're not going to actually be streaming that feed to the... Twitch, YouTube, all of those platforms. We're going to be streaming an empty studio here at the LRN studio that says, hey, this is what we're doing. If you want to see it, go to video.freetalklive.com. But you're correct. That would definitely get us, you know, at least temporarily banned from all of those platforms.
Right. So three ladies in the studio without their shirts on and presumably nothing beneath that would be on normally beneath those shirts on either.
Correct. It's topless.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. But before that, we were talking about church and the religion of the state and just religion in general. Facebook wants you to connect with God on Facebook, and it seems like a very weird marriage here. Facebook, which recently passed $1 trillion in market capitalization, may seem like an unusual partner for a church, I would say so, whose primary goal is to share the message of Jesus. What do you think? I assume you're familiar with the character of Jesus. Do you think Jesus would be okay with utilizing the methods of Facebook for his message to be spread?
I'd say, so Jesus means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But presuming that Jesus was a Hessian prophet from the first century Jewish Hessian prophet, I'm going to say, yeah, sure. Whatever that message is, whatever means to get it out, yeah, I'll take it.
But the company has been cultivating partnerships with a wide variety of faith communities over the last few years, from individual congregations to large denominations. Now, after the coronavirus pandemic pushed religious groups to explore new ways to operate, Facebook sees even greater strategic... Facebook wants to exploit Christianity to make more money. They want to exploit the desire of Christians to reach larger audiences to make more money. I don't know that I think Jesus, as characterized in the Bible, would be okay with that.
I get your... Now I'm beginning to see your point on this particular thing because of the ads that might appear during someone's religious service or something like that. Now, not to say that churches haven't had advertising in their, hymnals and documents and things like this for a very long time, but...
Sure. Well, someone has to pay for those little Sunday bulletins they print out, right?
Right. This bulletin, that's the term.
And if they use, you know, tithe money, then that's less money that, you know, God gets. Because of all of the things that God is, he is not good with money.
Why is that? Because he needs money all the time?
It always needs more money.
I guess. I think churches always need more money, and I think that that's something that one needs to address with one for oneself. But I would say that it would give me pause when it came to my church being broadcast on Facebook, but I get it. I mean, churches will take, right now, they'll take any way at all to reach people, and... I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, the show is being broadcast on Facebook, but at the same time, we're using Facebook to demonize Facebook. So there is also that weird interplay.
Indeed. I don't know. It's a very interesting question.
Facebook aims to become the virtual home for the religious communities and wants churches, mosques, synagogues, and others to embed the religious life into its platform, from hosting worship services and socializing more casually to soliciting money. It is developing new products, including audio and prayer sharing. I have to process that. Facebook is developing a prayer sharing product. I can't unpack that on a live show. Virtual religion.
I guess that, you know, it's going to be a way to send a message and then pray for other people and things like that. Yeah, it sounds like social media. Sure.
Virtual religious life is not replacing in-person community anytime soon. And even supporters acknowledge the limits of an exclusively online experience. But many religious groups see new opportunity to spiritually influence even more people on Facebook, the world's largest and arguably most influential social media company. The partnerships reveal how big tech and religion are converging far beyond simply moving services to the internet. Facebook is shaping the future of religious experience itself, as it has done for political and social life.
Well, I mean, Facebook is reshaping the future itself.
Well, they certainly did reshape political life. I don't know what, you know, the political sphere was really like before, you know, I was engaged in it, because I wasn't engaged in it pre-Facebook. But I can't imagine it was just this vehemently hostile, where people were ending friendships and, you know, cutting out family members because of their political beliefs.
I do feel like things have gotten more hostile with social media, that people are getting their biases confirmed by other people who agree with them, and they are taking sides more thoroughly. So because of those confirmed biases, hey, there's lots of people who think like me, I must be right, which of course is what argumentum ad populum, a logical fallacy. Lots of people can believe falsehoods.
Well, the majority of people once believed that the sun orbited the earth, but that didn't make it true, right?
Well, we can see right now that the Democrats and the Republicans thoroughly believe what they believe, and they are, you know, controverting each other, but they know that they're right. One of them has to be wrong on any given issue.
That's one of the things that's always fascinated me about the Judeo-Christian religion. If you take every single person on earth is believed to be going to hell by at least one of those religious groups.
Which religious groups?
Judaism, Christianity, and Islam.
Islam. Okay, so Abrahamic religions. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Everybody's believed that every single person on the planet
is believed to be destined for eternal damnation in whatever form by at least one of those religions.
I'd like to say this. My mother raised me believing that the Jews were the God's children, even if they didn't believe exactly what Christians believe. They were God's children, and that Muslims were the children of Ishmael versus the children of Isaac, and that it's all one family. So I think there are some Christians out there that believe that as long as you got it somewhat right, you'll go to heaven.
Well, that's a much nicer tradition than the one I was raised in. You can join the conversation, 603-28.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he's accepted an appointment from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to serve on the special committee investigating the Capitol riots. He joins Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney as the two Republicans on the panel after House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy withdrew his selections late last week. McCarthy pulling his picks after his nominations of Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio were rejected by Speaker Pelosi. The committee is set to hold its first hearing later this week. And the U.S. men's basketball team lost the opening match of their Olympic campaign Sunday to France, 83-76. The loss is their first in Olympic competition since the 2004 Athens Games, snapping a 25-game winning streak. The team went on to win the bronze medal in those games, the only time in the last seven Olympics that the U.S. men did not claim gold. They're back on the court Wednesday to take on Iran. You're listening to USA Radio News. The state of Texas has started using a new tool to fight the influx of illegal border crossings into their state. Last week, state law enforcement began arresting illegal migrants on trespassing charges, part of Governor Greg Abbott's plan to stem the flow of migrants into his state. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News that the state has taken this approach because the federal government has refused to fulfill its duty to secure the border.
You know, it's slow at first. I mean, we're just beginning this process. We've been forced into this. Governor Abbott just started this process, and he's been forced into it because the federal government, as you can see, as your reporter just showed, they are not doing the job, and they have no interest in doing the job, and they continue to invite people to cross the border. To the detriment of this country and even maybe to the detriment of some of these immigrants.
So far, at least 10 people have been arrested under the new policy, though hundreds more are expected in the coming weeks. Law enforcement officials say that so far all of the arrests have been of single adult males. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Markets. So that time is from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, and almost every day of the year. Sometimes we're away at a convention and we're doing new shows that are recorded that day, but they're not live and you can't call in. So, you know, they're live, what we call live to tape, which is just like
pre-recorded, but yet new content.
Yeah, it's new pre-recorded content. So, yeah, by all means, love to have you tonight. It's Saturday night and 7 to 10. That's the time frame. Eastern.
Yes.
So, I mean, it could be not 7 to 10 where you are.
It could be 4 until 7 West Coast time.
We're in Guam, so we're the morning show in Guam. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Check out liberty.menu.
The subject here, because I've got another article from Drudge Report, and I think it's worth getting into. A crypto-based shadow financial market spooks regulators. Watchdogs are warning that some DeFi activities are probably illegal under federal law and pose serious danger to consumers.
I suspect just about every activity is probably illegal somewhere, and the difficulty of knowing that is just points out how ponderously silly our governmental systems are.
Well, I've never read it. It's on my list of books to order in the near future now that I'm actually rebuilding my library. Have you ever read the book American Gods, by the way?
American Gods, no.
Okay. Apparently, it's really popular. I've never read it. It just happened to catch my eye at Bull Moose the other day, so I picked it up. It's really weird. So I've only got it like 2 chapters into it, so I can't comment on it. It just seemed like something you would have read. But 5 felonies a day, or is it 3?
It's 3 felonies a day is the book. I have not read that one either. It's not available on Audible, or at least I didn't see it on Audible when I looked the last time.
See, I'm not a big fan of audiobooks. I'm more the type to actually sit and listen to music and actually, like, read the physical book. And the audiobook conflicts with the music that I want to listen to. So if I'm... But, of course, you want to listen to audiobooks while you're doing some of the countless amounts of driving that you do, right?
That's true, yeah.
I will say that back when I was driving more frequently, I will never forget when I discovered the majesty of audiobooks in that context. Right?
Yeah, sure, that's great.
Because you can drive around and you can learn stuff, and it's amazing. Or you can listen to, you know, the same six albums over and over for the rest of your life. Anyway.
Right, the ones that are played on the radios or, you know, on the radio stations or just what you've got. I mean, your favorite stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the advantages of Spotify is that it does create, you know, new daily mixes and stuff like that. But in general, yeah, it falls back to your favorite 100 or so songs, and it just sort of rotates through those, and it gets really old really quickly. But anyway, new financial services built on cryptocurrency are offering consumers the ability to borrow and trade billions of dollars without the oversight of bankers or their regulators. Washington is now scrambling to catch up, like 10 years late.
The horrors. I mean, somehow you can borrow money from somebody without a Washington regulator's permission. Like, the breathless concerns here just amaze me. I read an article today, Bye-Bye Bitcoin, where the author's like, we don't need this. This is terrible. It's criminals use this. Like, this is the playbook from 5 years ago, guys.
Yeah,
let it go.
Even the Department of Justice and I think the FBI have come out and both said that, you know, the majority of Bitcoin transactions are totally white market.
Yeah, and that's majority. It's much more than that. Also consider that, you know, drug kingpins aren't compiling rooms of Bitcoin. It's
right.
Dollars and euros they're using.
Yeah, and you can't buy bombs from Lockheed Martin with Bitcoin.
Nope. Thank goodness.
Nor can you snort cocaine with Bitcoin. Washington,
roll it up.
Washington is now... Okay, I covered that. Decentralized finance, or DeFi, operates on technology that powers digital currencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum. These services replicate the functions of traditional lenders and exchanges, but operate anonymously and automatically across computer networks. Regulators across the country are now working to get their arms around DeFi, including the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the Federal Reserve, and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. Four different...
Yeah, DeFi stands for Decentralized Finance, just for people who, you know, aren't quite paying attention.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that... caught that. But anyway, watchdogs are warning that some DeFi activities are probably illegal under federal law and pose serious danger to consumers who are putting their money into systems that have inherently less human oversight and accountability and are vulnerable to cyber attacks. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but DeFi is just a framework, right? DeFi itself isn't doing any of this. People are using the DeFi network in order to do it.
Right. Well, Bitcoin isn't, you know, funding terrorists either, but they'll say things like that because, well, they feel like it.
Good point. I'm very concerned there's none of the reporting, none of the normal pricing and regulatory limits, CFTC Commissioner Dan Berkovitz said in an interview. The bottom line is there's no free lunch anywhere in the economic system. Now, regarding the normal pricing and regulatory limits and all of that, some of these, I don't know if they use DeFi or not, but there are legitimate places where you can loan these websites your cryptocurrency, and they will loan them to other people, and they will pay you interest. The amount of interest that people can get on these cryptocurrency loans, I've heard numbers as high as 10% versus banks, which gives you like 0.25% over 3 months or whatever.
Right.
So the normal pricing is going to be far more heavily pro-consumer, pro-end-user in the cryptocurrency world, because the banks aren't working with the government to bleed the American people dry.
That's ultimately what it comes down to, is banks are basically franchises of the Federal Reserve System. And, you know, all their little rules, all their going after Bitcoin, these are the thrashings of a dying breed in an old tar pit. You know, is it going to make a mess? You better believe it. It's a big dinosaur. But it is
a dinosaur, and the meteor is coming.
Yeah.
The small but rapidly growing sector activity is measured in the tens of billions of dollars. Tens of billions of dollars makes it a small sector. Is posing a major challenge for regulators who face an unprecedented task of clamping down on an open source financial network that has grown up completely outside their purview.
Now, I'd like to point out, when they clamp down, that sounds, you know, it's just a sentence in a story. But when they talk about this clamp down, this is the sort of thing that they did to Free Talk Live. They clamped down by driving a tank into the side of the house that Free Talk Live broadcast from, then rushing in some agents with M16s or AR-15s or whatever, basically the same Armalite model, and pointing them at the chest of a nearly naked person coming down the stairs in two instances. You know, I mean, they raided three houses at once, and it's just amazing. This is what clamping down looks like, a case with nearly nothing to back it up.
Yeah, but look what happened as a result of that. And we'll see the same thing if they crack down on DeFi. We saw the same thing when they cracked down on the Pirate Bay. If you attack one of the heads of this Hydra that is the movement toward liberty and freedom and decentralization, two more simply grow in its place.
Right.
Now we have two studios, and you're broadcasting from Florida.
Yep, it's true.
So I don't want to quote the Star Wars movie, but there is a Star Wars quote along those lines. The basis of modern financial regulations rests on having centralized entities like lenders and clearinghouses register with the government and subject themselves to oversight. Sure, because that oversight has never led to anything like, you know, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae or anything like that, right?
What it leads to is the stultification of the financial system. It makes it less limber, less able to help people. That's what money's for, ladies and gentlemen. It's to help you, not the banks. And that's what they want it for. That's what they're going to use it for, because they control the government all over the world. It doesn't matter which government.
Absolutely. I mean, taking out a loan from a bank should be something that you do to benefit from it. But the bank benefits from it far more than the actual borrower. What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. There's more about defying coming up.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the conversation, that's 603-283-6160. The world is changing. The world is rapidly changing, and that's one of the reasons that you're joined with us, Mark from Florida.
Yep. Trying out a new way of delivering the show.
Yeah, and it's unusual, but, you know, when I at least the picture is actually helpful because it does remind me that, you know, you are there. And that, I guess that's good. But in other ways, the world is changing. There is so much new financial technology that, you know, even prior to what we were discussing previously, which was the FBI raid on myself and the Free Talk Live studio and Ian and all the others, there was no way for me then to even keep up with everything that was going on in the cryptocurrency world. Now, with my access to it just so severely limited, I'm basically limited to what the mainstream media says about it. I have no idea what is going on, but DeFi came out so quickly, and it didn't catch my attention because it seemed like some sort of, it's a new Ripple. It wants to bend down to the regulators and, you know, build things in a way that the regulators would like. But that didn't help Ripple any, and it seems that that isn't the case with DeFi. But, of course, there was so much happening then that, you know, I couldn't really take out the time to read about the philosophy behind DeFi and what they were trying to do. It didn't even click with me that they were called DeFi. You know, that is a strong indicator of what they want to do.
Yeah. To me, I just called it DeFi.
Yeah. It never occurred to me that it was about DeFiing. For the first time, you're starting to see DeFi protocols that are starting to set up procedures for borrowing and lending on a large scale, Alabama Securities Commissioner Director Joseph Bork said. It's between unknown participants without any intermediaries.
Ah! Oh,
what a horrible thing. No intermediaries. No one, no middleman to take your money. So now the question is...
It's like Facebook, right? Like, it's between unknown people talking to people that they don't know, and without intermediaries. I mean, like, you know, this is the sort of thing that they would have said about social media just a couple of years ago.
Yep, absolutely. And it's what they're saying about cryptocurrencies now. And now they want to know, who do we put this on? Because it is decentralized, right? It is open source, as they said, which means there are countless people contributing to it. Many of them probably not using their real identities when they engage with it.
I suspect not.
DeFi flouts the old model, and its advocates say that's the point. A decentralized and automated market will lower costs, increase efficiency, and offer more transparency. Well, yes, you don't have to wonder about what secret bank policy or what or whatever unknown reason the bank has decided to do something, because it's there in the code. It's 100% transparent. And it's
and let's point out that the banks try very hard not to service certain groups of folks. You know, you can forget that Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you know, just talked about how difficult it was at one point for African Americans to get loans. Fine, let's just leave that to the side. We fixed that, you say to yourself. What about strippers? What about hookers? What about people that sell pot? In many of these states where pot's legal, they still can't get bank accounts. What about people who, you know, in many cases, banks won't do business with gun stores? A whole variety of different people sure. who are doing legitimate and legal business can't get a bank account. Banks decide whether you get the bank account or not. And believe me, they shut it down for a whole variety of silly reasons.
And you're lucky if you get a reason.
Yeah, you don't in many cases.
A smaller bank or a credit union is far more likely to give you a reason. But yeah, in general, banks are like, no, we're closing your account. That's it.
Well, and if you get
or we're not giving you the loan. That's it.
So Free Talk Live was, you know, I was getting my bank account shut down in the, over the course of the last couple of years, probably because I live in the same geographic area as Ian Freeman, and because I share a email address that's very similar to his, Mark at Free Talk Live, Ian at Free Talk Live, right? This is just me guessing here, spitballing, because no one would say it, but I did have a small bank say to me, that why they shut down my account, and it had nothing to do with Ian, which leads me to believe now that the FBI has kicked our door in and I realized that they were going around the country and basically scaring banks and having them shut my bank accounts down, that the bank had to lie, that they had to not tell me the truth. Otherwise, they would have been in trouble because they're probably under some kind of gag order.
The chronic systemic problem we have in our financial world is the fact that our traditional system, traditional finance, is concentrated, leveraged, and too big to fail, said Celsius Network CEO Alex Mashinsky, whose crypto finance firm uses DeFi technology, and said that the services provide a way to innovate and go around all of these centralized toll collectors. That's a good way of putting it. They are yeah. toll collectors. Among yeah, the most...
Go ahead. That's what they do. That's what they do.
Among the most popular DeFi options is MakerDAO, one of the longest-running services, which lets users borrow so-called stable coins in exchange for depositing cryptocurrency-based collateral. Another service, Uniswap, is a decentralized cryptocurrency trading exchange that relies on an, quote, automated liquidity protocol rather than a central order book. So it does sound like there are a lot of really cool tools built on DeFi. Of course, yeah. I haven't been able to look into them. I'm not going to be able to look into them anytime soon, presumably, but it's good
but
to see the technology.
Let me get this straight. You can't look into a news story about cryptocurrency because of the case?
I can look into the news story, yes, but I can't look into the cool stuff being developed on DeFi.
I see. So you can't, like, poke around and use the technology, so...
In any way whatsoever, correct. The creators of some of these services are beginning to make contact with regulators. Oh, that never ends well. That's the same as talking to the cops or going to the police. Well, excuse me, I want to do this thing. Can you help me do it legally? It never ends well. Mark Boron, general counsel of the decentralized exchange builder DYDX, said in an email that, quote, "We have proactively and voluntarily communicated with the CFTC prior to the deployment of all of the protocols."
He does sound like a Boron.
I dispute whether or not he really did this voluntarily or whether or not he did it under duress, knowing that if he didn't do it, he would likely find himself standing before the Security and Exchange Commission in much the same way that Jeremy Kaufman of Odyssey or Library is doing so these days. "We have always carefully considered the laws applicable to DYDX." He said that the first protocol developed required U.S. users to follow CFTC rules for retail commodity transactions. Well, isn't he a good little serf? DeFi services have seen rapid growth over the last year amid the cryptocurrency boom, with more than $50 billion locked in services based on Ethereum, the network for Ether, and one that I'm not particularly a fan of. Square CEO Jack Dorsey announced earlier this month that the digital payments giant planned to create a new business
What don't you like about Ethereum?
If cryptocurrency is going to work, then anything that happens in accordance with the code must be, what is the word I'm looking for? Cannot be undone. There's a word.
Code must be law.
Yes. And when Ethereum had a large amount of money lost on his network because someone exploited the code, Ethereum went and undid all of those transactions to restore the money to their rightful owners because they felt it was morally wrong how the person used the code, but the person used the code in the way that it was written. Sure, fix the code after that so that it can't happen again. But you can't retroactively say, oh no, this was illegal and you shouldn't have been able to do it, but it was legal according to the code and he was able to do it. So it undermines faith in this technology if, you know, developers can just say, oh, no, we don't like that happened. We're just going to undo that. And this is what caused Ethereum Classic to form. They were against it. It's like, no, if we're going to have cryptocurrency, it must be immutable. That's still not the word I'm looking for. At any rate.
Well, I would say that there's nothing wrong with going and using whatever method that you have to get what returned to you, what is yours, if a thief steals it. But I understand the
other. But was the person really a thief? He was just using the code in a creative way to get the result that he wanted.
Look, I get it. I get both of the arguments here. To me, I don't think that, my indictment against Ethereum would be the high cost of usage relatively recently, not things like, they didn't let that crook get his money.
Well, when you put it like that, sure. But Ethereum certainly does have issues with this. First, using an Ethereum token isn't exactly the simplest thing out there. You'll have more luck trying to use the Lightning Network. And even if you do get something sent on Ethereum, it's going to be prohibitively expensive. When we get back, we're going to talk about free thought. And when did free thought become a bad thing? 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. This is Free Talk Live.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.